Hey there, beautiful souls. Now Valaine here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy thing called life. And let's face it, sometimes life feels like an endless game of yes, right? You're juggling work, relationships, commitments, and the constant pings of social media, leaving you feeling like a superhero with no cape and zero time to recharge. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of obligations? You know that feeling when you say yes out of obligation even though your soul is screaming, "No way, Ose." Well, friends, it's time to reclaim your power. This isn't about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything. This is about learning to say no in a way that protects your energy, nurtures your well-being, and sets the stage for a more authentic, fulfilling life. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into the world of boundaries. This isn't just some fluffy self-help buzzword. It's about establishing clear lines that define who you are, what you value, and what you're willing to give and not give your time and energy to. Think of it like building a protective fortress around your soul, a fortress built on respect, clarity, and a whole lot of self-love. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a boundary-setting boss. 1. Recognize your worth. First things first, remember that you are valuable. You have unique gifts, talents, and dreams, and your time is precious. Saying yes to everything comes at the expense of your own aspirations. When you prioritize your needs and values, you create space for the things that truly matter. Think of it like filling up your own cup before pouring into others. A full cup overflows with generosity and joy. 2. The power of no. No is a complete sentence. It's not rude or selfish, it's an act of self-respect and courage. You don't have to justify your decision, offer alternatives, or apologize for setting boundaries. Simply state no with kindness but firmness and move on. Remember, you're not obligated to explain yourself to anyone. 3. Start small. Setting healthy boundaries doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice, awareness, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Start by saying no to small things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Maybe it's declining an extra meeting, skipping a social event that doesn't spark joy, or saying no to taking on more work than you can handle. Each small victory builds your confidence and empowers you to say no to bigger things over time. R. Communicate clearly. When you set boundaries, be clear about your needs and expectations. Explain why you're setting the boundary in a calm and assertive way. Don't be afraid to reiterate your limits if someone tries to push past them. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect and understanding. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries is not just about saying no to others, it's also about saying yes to yourself. Prioritize activities that nourish your soul, replenish your energy, and bring you joy. Make time for things like exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or pursuing hobbies that light you up. When you take care of yourself, you have the strength and resilience to set healthy boundaries and create a life that truly reflects your values. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. It's Friday night and you're exhausted after a long week. You just want to curl up on the couch with a good book and a cup of tea, but your friend calls, asking if you want to go out dancing. Ever felt that tug of war between wanting to relax and feeling obligated to socialize? This is where boundaries come in. It's okay to say no, thanks. I'm totally knackered and need some serious chill time. You can even offer an alternative. How about we grab coffee next week instead? This shows you care about your friend while still prioritizing your own well-being. Remember, it's not selfish to put yourself first. Sometimes it's self-care. So there you have it, my beautiful rebels. Saying no and setting healthy boundaries is a game changer. It allows you to reclaim your time, protect your energy, and live a more authentic, fulfilling life. Remember, you are worthy of respect and your well-being matters. Now go out there and set those boundaries like a boss. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might need a little nudge in the right direction. And if you loved what you heard, leave a review, it means the world to me. See you in the next episode where we'll be diving into another awesome topic that will help you level up your life. Until then, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.